happy week of Valentine's Day. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Thanks for joining us for Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Now, last week, we published an article on the blog about loneliness on Valentine's Day, and that's going to be kind of what we're going to talk about today. But before we get to that, I want to tell you that we have a new episode of Here to Help this week, a really great series here on Mormon Channel. And this episode takes you on a ride-along with a police officer, so you get to kind of hear what it sounds like to be inside a cop car and ride along with volunteer police officers. So definitely an episode that is interesting and one you'll want to check out. And that's called Here to Help over on Mormon Channel. Well, we want to discuss further today loneliness on Valentine's Day. And this is something that, you know, a lot of people deal with. Even people who are in relationships can feel very alone on this day because there's so much pressure, right? Everybody knows what Valentine's Day is all about. And if you don't have a Valentine, well, you're out of luck and you're destined to have a miserable night. Well, we want to change that. We want to remind our listeners that even if they're going through heartbreak or deep feelings of loneliness, that you can dig down deep and really have a great holiday anyway. So we found a really fun list. We're going to keep it lighthearted today. We found a fun list from eHarmony, eHarmony.com, that reminds us, you know what? It's okay to celebrate Valentine's Day if you're flying solo. So this is a really great day to get together with all of your other single friends. If you're single and you have some friends that are single, why not get together and do something fun as a group rather than hanging out by yourself and thinking about a lost relationship? That's no fun for anyone. So maybe you're going to gather all your friends together and you're going to go to a movie, or you're going to stay in and you're going to watch a movie at home. You can order takeout. Try something new with your friends. Maybe like try a fun activity like rock climbing. You know, maybe you just need to get out of the house and go do something fun. Maybe go night sledding. That would be fun. If you love the idea of a candlelit dinner, why not host a semi-formal dinner party with friends? That would be a really fun thing to do. If there's a bunch of you that are single, get together, plan a beautiful meal, and treat yourself to a great meal. Also, make the day all about you and the things that you love. If you love flowers, maybe you love a particular type of flower and you don't normally have flowers or haven't received flowers lately, go to the store and buy yourself some flowers. Think about your favorite foods, your favorite books, your favorite old movies. There's no need to sulk when you can really pamper and treat yourself and your friends on Valentine's Day. Also, you can celebrate where you're at right now. You're not in a bad relationship. Remember that the future is open to endless possibilities, beautiful possibilities, and you never know where the future is going to take you. Use this day to choose hope rather than self-pity. And think about this quote that I'm going to share with you. Yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery. Today is a gift from God, which is why we call it the present. So try to live in that present. And also remember that there is a difference between being alone and being lonely. Now, one member of the church, Helene Ringer, said, "It is better still for us to know that being alone, even for a little while, is a necessary experience for all of us, for it gives us the guidance and spiritual power to overcome loneliness. Remember that if you do feel lonely, that it is appropriate to talk about those feelings with loved ones, to pray, and to look for ways to actively serve someone in need." Service is a way to make anyone feel better, right? Well, Oscar Wilde said, "Keep love in your heart. A life without it is like a sunless garden when flowers are dead." Thank you so much for listening. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.